these are artifacts. If we've finally landed where we can prove it, how are we going to get this culture up to speed without talking about what it means and the implications in terms of our oldest, most ancient sacred texts that talk about the origins of the human species, the human family, where we came from, and if, as Heiser and others think, it is plausible that this may also be referring to, you know, episodes on another body in the solar system, we've got to start talking about this as this data is coming in and as the President of the United States is officially next week. There's no doubt about it, George. It's going to happen. Kicking off, humankind goes to Mars. Now, I have to laugh at the press where they say, but not right away. I mean, you know what the time frame for George's vision of going is?
10 years, isn't it?
Yeah, what was Apollo?
Oh, it was 10 years.
10 years?
Yeah.
So the press is spinning this like it's never, never.
Like we're supposed to go next year.
Yeah.
And, you know what?
It's going to take a little while to kind of reinvent the wheel.
Exactly.
Here, or in this case, the spacecraft. But UPI apparently got actual documents, and they've been putting them out all on the web all day on the wire, and I've been able to read some of them, and it's an astonishing plan. One of the things that the president is proposing is that NASA finally get off this stupid manned versus unmanned,
mm-hmm.
this false dichotomy, and basically meld its manned space program with its unmanned robotic space program. So you have the robots doing the dangerous stuff, and you have men directing them, and they work together in partnership when they're on the moon or they're on Mars, which, of course, is the sane way to do things. We should have been doing this in the beginning.
Do you think he's going to announce a partnership with the Europeans, or are we going to go at this all by ourselves?
That's an excellent question, George, and unfortunately, my intelligence sources have not told me anything about this.
It's a lot of money, Richard.
Given the tenor of this administration, given their current relationship with Europe,
mm-hmm.
My feeling is it's we're going to go it alone.
That's a lot of money. You know, years ago, let me say this. Years ago,
yeah.
I would have gotten on a pulpit and said, let's spend whatever we have to spend for space. I don't care. Whatever it costs, just keep spending because I love it. Well, I still love it, but I now look at some of the social problems on this planet, in this country, and I'm saying, can we afford this, Richard?
This is a very, very familiar argument. This goes back decades. It goes back to before Apollo, before Gemini, before Mercury. You know, great nations have to do lots of things simultaneously. And what I'm going to do in the next day or so is I'm going to make a list of all the benefits that this extraordinary vision, provided it's real, and there are those people that say we've heard this, been there, done that, and I'll see it when I believe it. I believe this is real. And the reason is the president is asking in the 2005 budget for almost $1 billion buy-in on the program. He is then asking for, I believe, a 5% increase in the annual NASA budget. If you kind of prorate that out over 10 years, you wind up being able to do exactly what they say they want to do. Now, why can we do it on so much less money? Because it's not going to be $400 or $500 billion, George. It's going to be on the order of $50 or $60 billion, less than Iraq. One of the key reasons we need to do this is think of the legacy that we're currently leaving our kids.
I'll bet you dinner, a $40 dinner,
okay,
that it'll be more than what you just quoted.
Well, 10% more, 20% more?
No, I think it'll be closer to the $400 billion.
Why would you say that?
That's which is about almost 9 times more.
Why would you say that?
I don't know. I just think that there's always a inflated cost overrun. They always come in and give you a low price, and then it goes up, 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 up.
Well, all right, let's assume over 10 years that it is $400 billion. That amounts to $4 billion a year, right?
$40 billion a year.
Okay, $40
billion. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Zeros in my...
Yeah, you missed a few bill there, Richard.
Okay, $40 billion. That's half of what we spent in Iraq, right?
Yeah, but we're not done spending there yet either.
But we're spending it here. We're not spending it there.
How many jobs would this create?
Exactly. When you look at the previous NASA data over what Apollo did for us, we found ranging, you know, depending on what econometric study that you believed, the high number was a 23-to-1 multiplier, meaning for every $1 billion NASA spent, the economy grew $23 billion richer because of the investment in high tech. When you look at that factor in terms of job creation, in terms of new technologies, consumer products, efficiency. I mean, there's a huge slew of technologies that this is going to to bring to the private and commercial sector. There's also a plan, and I've heard this from several sources. In fact, it was reported, I think, through Reuters the other day on Yahoo, that there's a plan, and I have been told this privately, to, as part of this program, bring some of the black technologies out of the closet, George, and put them in the white. Put them so they're available to the private commercial sector, to the industrial sector, to the industrial base, which, of course, is one of the reasons you do this. The reason, you know, as to use Kennedy's phrase, you know, you reach for longer strides is so you make the whole nation, make the entire infrastructure grow to meet the new challenge. And to do that, you have to invent all kinds of new tools, processes, and techniques to make it work and keep the guys safe and allow them to stay in a permanent base on the moon or to go to Mars with men and women in spaceships. And then that reflects back into this society and this economy and this culture, like Apollo transformed a sleepy 50s-style American society into the 21st-century society that we live in now. Without that huge amount of spending on research and development, we would not be having this conversation, George. We wouldn't have the Internet. You and I couldn't look at these pictures. We wouldn't be able to talk with a high-quality phone line. I would have to be there in a studio, and there'd be no satellites to basically send the information to the 20 million people who are listening to it.
You do know, if he announces next week that we're going to Mars, that you and I are stuck with each other for 10 more years.
What an interesting idea. Obviously, on Wednesday, if he does this, you and I have to have another conversation with our closest intimate friends over the airwaves, right?